Praise the Lord. Christian Fellowship Center Ministries Pune gladly welcome you this morning meditation time. I am Pastor Abraham Thomas Pune. Our God is a good God, a loving God. He is always caring for you and me. This morning's meditation session, we will read John Gospel chapter 2 verse 5. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." You all know the story in Cana. There was a marriage, and Jesus and Mary and his disciples were invited. We can see that this family was very closely related to Jesus' family, and there arises a problem. They have a shortage of wine. So wine shows joy, and they lost their joy and happiness in their life. So Jesus' mother, Mary, came to know that they are losing their joy. There's no wine. So Mary contacted Jesus and said, "There's no wine." But Jesus' immediate response was that, "My hour has not come." Mary told these servants, "Do whatever he tells you." She was knowing that even though Jesus had not done any miracle so far, he is the Son of the living God, he is born of the Holy Spirit, and he will in the right time work because he is God himself. So she got the revelation that Jesus will perform miracle. So she commanded his servants or disciple, "Do whatever he commands." And when we can see that the right time, Jesus said, "Fill this jars with water," because there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallon of water. So the servants filled the jars with water, and after their obeying, then Jesus commanded them to distribute the wine. We can see that when the disciples and the servants obeyed Lord Jesus, this water turned to beautiful wine. And now we can see that, praise God, the master of the ceremony tasted the wine, and he's the most important person there. He said, "Better wine than the choicest wine." See, there were no wine at all. Now, they have choicest wine, the best wine you kept so far. So, their sorrow, the family's difficult situation turned into a joyous occasion. My brothers and sisters, we may also face such difficult situation in our life. We may face difficulties, tension, shortages in our life. We may not know what to do next. So that situation, if we bring Jesus, Jesus will change the situation. There were 6 pots for purification. This shows the cleansing, purification part of use were a failure. It was imperfect. And 6 is a number of imperfection. And the 7th stone, that is the rock of Jesus Christ, came over there. This 6 useless vessels became a useful one. So this is the importance. When Jesus comes, there will be overflowing blessing. Hallelujah. There be joy and peace in the house where Jesus comes. The imperfect became perfect. Useless became useful. Rejected became selected. So if we invite Jesus in all our situation, we can experience the wonderful blessing God do in our life. Our God is a way maker, is a miracle worker. Yes, the disciple obeyed Lord Jesus. The servants obeyed without questioning. They filled up to the brim and they obeyed second command. Go and distribute to the people. When they distributed it, the water turned into
the choice it and blessed wine. See how God is doing miracle. Yes, He's a miracle working God today. My brothers and sisters, we are passing through much difficulty and tension and not seeing any way. All doors are closed, no one to help. He is a Lord who help in your time of sorrow and difficulty. He's a wonderful God. We can trust in Him. He's a miracle working God. Yes, your sorrow will be turned to joy. Your problem, no one can solve, but Jesus can solve your problem. Yes, fill up to the brim without any doubt. Obey what Jesus says. Today also, if anyone asks Mary what to do, help us. Many people are praying to Mary. And only answer from Mary can be, do what Jesus command you to do. Yes, the command of Jesus Christ is in the Word of God. Obey Him, love Him from your heart, and worship Him in spirit and truth. Commit your life in the hands of God. Do not go to the world, but trust in Jesus. Obey Him. Accept Jesus Lord and Master. Then He will remove the sorrows, remove the tension, remove the obstacle, and He will fill you with joy and peace. Shall we commit our life in the hands of God? Our God is a miracle worker. Shall we pray? Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day. I pray for all those who listen to this message. Lord God, we all have so many difficulties, so many shortages, like the family in Cana. Yes, God, because they invited Jesus, because the problem was reported to Jesus, and Jesus solved their problem. Yes, Master, you are ready to remove all the obstacles and problems from our life. If we convey, if you pray, if you tell our problem to you, you are a loving God and a loving friend to us. Yes, you will remove all our obstacles because you are a miracle working God. And let all the miracle happening in our life be to glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you are a miracle working God. We trust in you. We commit our life in your heart. As today, people who are going for work, Lord, you bless them. Bless the families. Bless the children. Bless all who trust in you, Lord. Provide all their needs. Protect them from all evil, sickness, and temptation. Lord, let your grace be upon all your children. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. All glory and honor we give unto you, Lord. In Jesus' highly exalted name, we agree and pray. Amen. May the good Lord be with you and bless you.